what the benefits are, you know, we can move forward, you know, with a starting quarterback. And that's good for everyone involved. That's good for the players. That's good for the coaches who are building a scheme around a player, you know. And the last 2 years, obviously, here, it's been a competition in training camp. And that takes away from what you want to do. If you have to do it, you do it. You know, if you don't have to, you don't want to do that. So it's a good thing having Case, you know, going into OTAs and training camp as our starting quarterback. It's good for the players and it's great for the coaches.
What did you guys like about Tremaine Brock? And did you do some extra vetting to just make sure, I guess, the vetting that you did with his off-field issues?
Yeah. I was with Tremaine in San Fran. He was my free agent. Obviously, the off-the-field stuff's been cleared up. Nothing's there. But he's a guy that's been a starter at corner in this league. And that's hard to find. You know, it's hard to find guys who are available who've been starters in this league at corner. That's like being a great rusher or being a great quarterback or right or left tackle. So he's going to be a guy that can compete for us as a 2 or 3. So I'm very comfortable with Tremaine.
Do you envision the scheme changing much with Case here? I mean, how do you fit him in or how do you fit the scheme to him?
Well, it's always players first, scheme second. So obviously adding Case, we have to go back and look at our scheme and do what Case does best. We thought Case was a great fit also for Paxton because they're both guys who can use their legs. You know, so to have Case and to have Paxton also involved in our quarterback room, the scheme should be the same for both guys. You know, so we're excited about that part of it.
How do you approach this free agency differently than last year?
Well, I think, you know, finding a quarterback for us, that was the most important issue. You know, and, you know, we struck first, you know. John's got great instincts. He was great through the process of not waiting. You know, we could have waited until midweek, you know, and kind of been guessing of who's going to be the guy. But to strike first and to get the guy we wanted, you know, early on, that takes pressure off. You know, now we can have a chance to go get Todd back and sign Tremaine Brock. And we're still looking for, you know, guys who can help us win.
When you watched the film of Case with Minnesota last year, mm-hmm. What was the difference in him there compared to when he was young in Houston?
What a maturity level, you know, taking care of the football, you know, playing in a relaxed state. That's always, a key component when you're watching a quarterback play. Obviously, when those guys like Case Keenum, when they play and survive, they get better and better each year. I mean, he said it. He's going to be better this year, you know, to have a chance to finally be the guy, you know, walking into the building. This is his first time being that guy, you know, and he's excited about it. But those guys who play and survive and play and survive, they get better. You know, most guys who play and don't survive, they're out of the league, you know. So for him to be here at this moment and be our guy, what he's gone through as a free agent, a guy at a college, and to work his way through 4 or 5 teams, right, he's hardened because of that process, and he's going to be good for us.
How much can he, because he went through that,
yeah,
help him in terms of being a leader? Because we've talked about you guys really having had an identity offensively.
Right.
Can he help forge that identity? And, you know, he wants to earn it, but can he be that leader? Maybe
absolutely. He's the right person for our locker room. I mean, he's a guy that's been through a lot of ups and downs in his football career. He's hardened to it, you know, so it won't be too big for him being a Denver Broncos quarterback, which is a big task, obviously, in this town. But it won't be too big for him. It won't be too big to lead DT and Emmanuel and those names that we have here. So he's excited about that. He's a man's man, you know, so that's one of his traits I love about him.
You talked to Paxton since Keenum was signed?
I have talked to Paxton.
What was his response?
He's fine. Paxton's a young player, guys. I mean, he's a guy that's had 4 starts, you know, and it's a new football world where you draft these guys and they have to play early. You know, I don't believe in that. So for Paxton to have a chance to play behind Case, a guy who's been through a lot in his career, that can benefit Paxton, you know. They have a chance to watch and learn how to prepare as a NFL starter, you know, behind a guy who's been through ups and downs. To me, that's going to help Paxton become a better quarterback.
So you're thinking he's the 2 right now?
Paxton? Yes, he's the 2. Absolutely.
How is Chad Kelly fit in?
Chad Kelly's the 3 right now.
How hard was it to move on from Tlaib, and what were the reasons beyond you wanted Roby to play, clearly?
You want to keep all of your good players, okay? But when you have needs other places and you have a number of guys who can play corner for us, you know, and you have a piece like a key that you can, you know, trade away and help your football team from a cash perspective and a traffic perspective. That's the right thing to do for our football team. But as a player, he was still playing good football. But for our football team, it was the right move.
Coach, when it comes to these college guys, you know these guys. You've got their numbers. What do you get, actually, from going to their pro days and seeing them work?
Well, the pro days are, you know, to have a chance to watch him perform, you know, that's the biggest thing for the quarterback, and actually to spend time with kids, you know, off the field. But to watch the guys perform, you know, in front of a big crowd is always critical. And to see their football skill set, you know, as a quarterback, you want to see them throw with accuracy, you know, and a receiver catch the ball, a linebacker move, a DB move, and catch the ball also. So it's really about football, but also about knowing the person.
Devil's advocate here, Case is going to be better. We probably believe that. But how is he going to be better if the line doesn't get appreciably better? How do you get the line better?
Well, that's a work in progress. You know, we're still searching free agency for help at tackle. Again, we've got 10 draft picks, you know, so that's it. It's March 16th, guys. You know, we got a long time to go. But I've said this 10 times to you guys. It wasn't just a quarterback. You know, we have to protect the guy, whoever's playing quarterback for us, and run the football better and continue to play better defense. So it wasn't just a quarterback. So, you know, our football team is a work in progress right now. It's March 16th. We have a couple more weeks in free agency. The first wave just passed. So, you know, we're still searching, looking for guys who can help us win.
Two more for the coach.
Vance, if you do get a quarterback in the draft, would that guy come in knowing that he's back enough to start his career? That wouldn't change your plans with him?
No. We'll see. Case is a starter right now. Obviously, having Case as our starter, having Pax as a two right now, that fit pick, we have flexibility now, you know, and to have a chance to pick in the top five is obviously a good thing for this football team. Now, moving forward, we don't want to be in the top five, you know, so we have to take advantage of being in the top five in the first, second, and third round. You can really find impact players, right? The last time Bronk was picked in the top five, who was the pick?
Von Miller.
So we want a guy, you know, with the level of Von Miller, you know, in the top five. So we'll see who that person is. But to have a chance to pick in the top five in the first, second, and third round for this place, it's different. You know, and we shouldn't be there anymore.
Last one, Nikki.
You said at the end of the season that after going 5-11, there are a number of things you have to do differently. But now that you have the quarterback, is there a specific emphasis for this offense going forward? Is there one thing in particular you would like to see different?
Well, obviously, take care of the football. That's a major issue, you know, for any offense, taking care of the football. But we want to build our scheme around our players, you know. So obviously, signing Case, and you know, that's a big upgrade for us right now in our minds. So going back to the drawing board and finding an offense that fits Case and obviously also fits Paxton.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Okay, good seeing you guys.